as the sun came up, we were under sporadic fire in and out, but it wasn't accurate. And then at approximately 6:20, a well-orchestrated ambush kicked off. We got told later there was approximately 15 firing points, and everything just went really loud. It went loud for the rest of the day, and I got shot in the neck about 5 minutes into that, while trying to hold them back. You don't really survive gunshot wounds to the neck. I knew it was going to be very bad. I wasn't aware how bad, obviously, because you can't see it. And with the situation that we had, just two of us, it was important that we carried on and also passed the information down on the radio to get the guys back, because you know, without them, we didn't have a chance of holding them off much longer. So it was important to sort of carry on. However, I did have a good 2-3 minutes where I was I thought it was the end. Obviously, when you're still alive past that point, then you start to think, okay, maybe it's not that bad, or something's gone my way, in if that makes sense.
So you're radioing through, you need backup, you have got blood pouring from this wound, you are waiting for help, but you are still being shot at and you are still returning fire?
Yeah, we had to. The gunner next to me, he dug out blind and covered while I got the information down on the radio. But there was grenades coming over the wall, and they were pushing quite hard. I think they thought they scored a kill, so they were quite keen to push in, I think, and finish it off. Didn't expect the boys to get there as quick as they did, but they did. Thank God we managed to get a grip of it and sort of like start pushing them back.
And Wes, let me ask you, when you first arrived, what did you see? What could you hear? What did you do?
So obviously, like Si said, everything was kicking off. I got into the compound where he was, and I asked for him, someone to bring him to me or come to me. He walked to me with two puncture wounds in his neck, one either side of his windpipe, obviously with blood coming out of it. I immediately sat him down, got him to kneel down and calm down, and got some kind of pressure onto it, got my fingers in there. When I assessed that he wasn't going to die from blood or his airway was okay, then I could take a bit more time to calm him down and fill him with confidence, really. I just said, you're gonna live, you're gonna make it.
As soon as you got there, that was me confidence that I was actually going to survive. There was no flapping around him. He was completely confident in his job. He looked at the injury, he seemed to take it all in. And his confidence gave me, the ability to relax. And after that, I just settled into it, to be fair. You didn't really think about it. He seemed completely capable, and he was totally right. The bleeding stopped straight away, which made me feel a little bit better. That's the main thing that worried me. And he just said, I've got this, it's going to be all right.